Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
All right, y'all, welcome back to Shed Talk. You know, like I said, I reach out to a lot of individuals that want to tell their story and want us to be able to know exactly what they have to offer and just share it, just hearing their story and diving deep. And I had the opportunity to have somebody else come here today. Her name is Cassie. And she is a musician. She actually writes her own music, and she actually sings the music. Welcome. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Thank you. Thank you so much for taking the time. Like I said before, I've been following you a lot on your social media things that you have. And like your music is amazing. It really is. It really is touching. I love it. I did have a question for you. What made you get into music? What is the story behind that?
It's pretty simple, actually. My entire family is very musically inclined. My father sings, my mother sings, everybody sings in my family, down to my grandmothers and aunts and uncles. We would have get-togethers. We're all harmonizing in one spot together around a bonfire. I mean, it's just so...
Wow.
Our whole lives have been musically incorporated as just a family. So honestly, it was really easy to get into it knowing that I had people that were inspiring in my life to do
right. So you grew up around it, basically everything that you do. Yeah, that's a lot right there. So I know that you say that, you know, you guys do a lot of harmonizing and singing and stuff, but not everybody writes, but you write your songs. Is that correct?
I do.
So is there a certain genre that you actually go for when you write writing your songs?
It's not really a certain genre, but what comes out of me typically sounds really country, R&B-ish, just with my natural abilities. That's just really what it sounds like when I start writing and singing songs. So that's kind of where I put myself.
So how long have you been writing songs for?
Since I was a little girl, really.
Wow.
Yeah, my mom told me I was writing songs before I could barely speak English, honestly. So.
Wow, that's amazing. That is amazing. Is there actually any artists out there that inspire you?
Honestly, there's so many. But some of the biggest influences in my life have been people like Alicia Keys, Carrie Underwood, Miranda Lambert, mm-hmm. Adele. Even Beyonce, I love Beyonce. I mean,
all
of these artists are so versatile and have their own unique voices to them. And, they're definitely some of my biggest inspirations.
Okay. That's amazing. Are you located down south or where are you actually located at in the area of the United States?
I'm actually up in North Virginia now.
Okay, so is your family from Virginia or are you somewhere else or is that where it started at?
Well, honestly, my family's from all over the place. My mom's side is from California. My dad's side's from Oklahoma. I grew up in Georgia, military family. And then we recently moved up to North Virginia to start new. My mom's here too now, so it's been awesome.
Awesome. That is awesome. That is awesome. So whenever you're going to go through the process of writing music, how can you walk me through, like, how do you get started? Like, is there a certain mindset that you have to be in? Or, like, say you want to write a song. Is it just sort of like what you're thinking at the time? Or how do you do it?
Honestly, if I'm sitting there already playing music, using my guitar, I'm feeling inspired. Those are some of the key pivotal moments for me to sit down and actually start writing something. But I do need a clear space. I need some quiet most of the time to be able to get into that headspace. But once I get there, I'm going. I'm just shooting off.
Right. So as far as if you had your collaboration with any musician out there, who would it be? I know there's a lot that you said you admire, but who would it be?
If I could just meet Alicia Keys, You know, I mean, being able to collab with any artist that I've named would be a dream come true. But Alicia Keys has always, always consistently been a huge inspiration for me personally in my musical career.
Okay. Okay. So have you had the opportunity to perform in front of crowds or anything like that? Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. My first performance was at a picnic. It was a really big picnic for a church when I was like 7. And it wasn't really planned. I just asked the band if I could come up and sing. And they let me. So,
are you serious?
Like, yeah.
You're young and you're like, hey, you mind if I come up on stage and I just kind of, you know,
so
how did that work out for you?
I have not been very shy about it my whole life. It's just something I really, really enjoy doing, is performing in front of people and spreading this love and this ability that I have to make people feel something through my music.
Right. Right.
It's very encouraging.
Yeah. So you said you were at a picnic, and did you have you been at any like concerts or anything like that after, or was this church event just that you went?
Well, a lot of my growing up, I was involved in the church. So I sang live on the radio every week with this band. It was a youth band. You have to audition. And I was one of the youngest members to ever be accepted into this band. And like I said, we sang and played our music live every single week on the radio for everyone to hear in our local town. And it was really cool being able to get that experience because we had practices. I mean, it wasn't just we would show up on that day and just do something. I spent a lot of my time going 2-3 times a week to practice for our set. And that really got me motivated to doing more and more throughout my life. And I've done other things like solo gigs at local restaurants or bars and, you know, the stuff you get into after high school and you really want to just keep your music going. And I always found that really fun. I also performed on the street with my guitar case open in college.
Wow, so, that is amazing.
Yeah.
That seems to be your calling that you are comfortable with. That's what you enjoy doing. And, you know, that's amazing. I have another question for you. Do you have anything that you can play for us today?
I do. I have a song I wrote. It's called Butterflies, if you'd like to hear it.
Oh, yes. Yes, definitely will. Go ahead and do your thing and we'll just sit here and listen in.
All right. Perfect. You give me butterflies, sweeter than molasses skies, and your eyes are deeper than the sea. And your love brings out the best in me, and I love the way you look at me. La da 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 da, la da 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 da, oh, la da 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 da, oh, la da 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 da. Baby, you see the best in me. You love right through the mess of me. You see, I can't deny. You're the best thing that's happened to me. La da 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 da. La da 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 da, oh, la da 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 da, oh, oh, oh. I'll give you my hand, I'll be your girl. So take me now, we'll travel the world. Anywhere is fine with me, as long as you're here. Cause you love, you love, you love, you're so amazing. Your love, your love, your love is so amazing. baby. You love, so amazing. You love, I'm falling for you, baby. Now you give me butterflies, sweeter than molasses skies, and your eyes are deeper than the sea, and your love brings out the best in me, and I love the way you look at me.
Wow. That is amazing, Cassie. Wow. Sound like you've already got a record deal going on there. That right there is a very, very passionate one. Wow, Cass, that is amazing. Like I said before, I heard you before, but you know, for you just to actually, you wrote that song too, correct?
I did.
I felt like I could have went right now on Amazon and found it like already out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Put that on the playlist. That is truly amazing. That is truly amazing. I mean, you know, you definitely have skills. You definitely have a good blessing here. It has been a great opportunity to sit down and talk to you. One other question that I did have for you as well. If anybody would want to get a hold of you and reach out to you and, you know, see if they can listen to your music or what have not, what are some of the ways that they can?
I just started up a music page on TikTok. So if anybody would like to come support me and follow me there, I would love that. Or you can find me on my personal one where I post all about my life, my everything that I find comical, funny, even music is on there too. You can find me there. So I have two pages you can find me on. One is Whoa, It's Cassie. That is my personal page. And then my music page is Cassie Music.
Wow. Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. And I'll definitely get those links off of you so that anybody can actually find that information on the bottom of this recording on this podcast right here. Cassie, I appreciate your time and it has been an honor to be able to have some time to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And it's been an honor for me. This is something that I never expected to happen. So I'm truly appreciative of everything you do and all the work you put in to keep this space open for people like me and others that are just trying to get a name for themselves out here.
Awesome. Awesome. That's what we do here at Shed Talk. As I always say, folks, we make sure that this is available for anybody that wants to go out there and let their story be told and, you know, just so that give you the platform, and that's what I'm here to do. And yes, this has been Shed Talk, and my name is Sean, and y'all have a good day.